Krishna Book, Canto 1, Krishna Appears. Chapter 3, Scene 4, Devaki's Prayers to Her Newborn Son. After this prayer of Vasudeva, Devaki, the mother of Krishna, offered her prayers. She was very frightened because of her brother's atrocities. My dear Lord, your eternal forms like Narayana, Lord Ram, Shesha, Maraha, Nrsinga, Vamana, Baladev, and millions of similar incarnations emanating from Lord Vishnu are described in the Vedic literature as original. You are original because all your forms as incarnations are outside of this material creation. Your form was existing before this cosmic manifestation was created. Your forms are eternal and all-pervading. They are self-effulgent, changeless, and uncontaminated by the material qualities. Such eternal forms are ever cognizant and full of bliss. They are situated in transcendental goodness and are always engaged in different pastimes. You are not limited to a particular form only. All such transcendental eternal forms are self-sufficient. I can understand that you are the Supreme Lord, Vishnu. After many millions of years, when Lord Brahma comes to the end of his life, the annihilation of the cosmic manifestation takes place. At that time, the five elements, namely earth, water, fire, air, and ether, all enter into the Mahat Tattva. The Mahat Tattva again enters, by the force of time, into the non-manifested total material energy. The total material energy enters into the energetic Pradhan, and the Pradhan enters into you. Therefore, after the annihilation of the whole cosmic manifestation, you alone remain with your transcendental name, form, quality, and paraphernalia. My Lord, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you because you are the director of the unmanifested total energy and you are the ultimate reservoir of the material nature. My Lord, the whole cosmic manifestation is under the influence of time, beginning from the moment up to the duration of the year. All act under your direction. You are the original director of everything, and you are the reservoir of all potent energies. Therefore, my Lord, I request you to save me from the cruel hands of the son of Ugrasena, King Kamsa. I am praying to your lordship to please rescue me from this fearful condition, because you are always ready to give protection to your servitors. The Lord has confirmed this statement in the Bhagavad Gita, Kaunteya Pratijanihi, Na Me Bhakta Pranasyati. Assuring Arjuna, Krishna says, you may declare to the world, my devotee shall never be vanquished. While thus praying to the Lord for rescue, Mother Devaki expressed her motherly affection. I understand that this transcendental form is generally perceived in meditation by the great sages, but I am still afraid because as soon as Kamsa understands that you have appeared, he might harm you. So I request that for the time being, you become invisible to our material eyes. In other words, Devaki requested the Lord to assume the form of an ordinary child. My only cause of fear from my brother Kamsa is due to your appearance. My Lord Madhusudan, Kamsa may know that you are already born. Therefore, I request you to conceal this forearm form of your lordship which holds the four symbols of Vishnu, conchel, disc, club, lotus flower. My dear Lord, at the end of the annihilation of the cosmic manifestation, you put the whole universe within your abdomen, and still, by your unalloyed mercy, you have appeared in my womb. I am surprised that you imitate the activities of ordinary human beings just to please your devotee. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.